All right, Ben. So this is a bit of a test, I guess. A car cast. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. This is Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. This is a podcast where we just talk about the creative life. It's me. I'm an author and a musician and a podcaster now and then, although I started podcasting over 20 years ago, so independent publisher. And my day job is helping other creators bring their works to fruition and to market and to the people who most need their stuff. I'm sitting in my car, and I thought I would give a try on recording this as a video, because I've been thinking about video. I've been thinking about how so much of video is super polished, and I was listening to a podcast the other day, and there's a guy out there who has a person on their staff whose job it is solely to make YouTube thumbnails. And they make like dozens per episode and test them and A-B test and very carefully gauge which thumbnails perform the best for every video. That seems excessive to me. I guess they wouldn't be paying for this person if it didn't bear fruit, but I gotta wonder, what if we just talk to each other? Right? I mean, you know, this Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates is primarily an audio podcast, but I can't deny that video is a thing, right? That's not new news. When I talk about just watching somebody who's just talking, I think back to when that was what video vlogging with a V used to be. You know, Justin TV and Z Frank and some of the original video casters, people who would just put up little webcams in their apartments and let those things run 24/7 and just let you in on their life. I'm not going to be doing that. Although there's a certain curious appeal to that kind of transparency and that kind of vulnerability, but I don't live in a situation where I could actually do that. So, you know, I do this periodic podcast where I share what's going on in my creative life. And I thought, why not occasionally also do it as video? But to not overthink it, to follow the adage, and I need to track down who actually said this. I think I first heard it on Tim Ferriss's podcast. I don't think he coined it, but what would it look like if it was easy? And am I right in my assumption, in my gut feeling, that there are people out there who don't need the flash, who don't need the bells and whistles, who certainly don't need an AI voice narrating, right? I think there's a listenership, a viewership, possibly, out there for folks who want to hear someone else's experience day to day or week to week or month to month or quarter to quarter, as the case may be. My own frequency of release, it is more like quarter to quarter. But I've got a little bit of an itch to get back into regular podcasting. And there may be a video component, and this may be a test of that. I'm I'm recording this. I mentioned I'm sitting in the car. And it's natural light. It's, what is it? It's about, I don't know, maybe 7 o'clock in the evening on July 25th, I want to say. And so, recording this on my, my Pixel 9a, and this is, I don't know. We'll see how it looks. We'll see how it turns out. I keep trying to look at the camera and not at myself, because I want to be talking to you. And you know, at least when I make eye contact with you, I'm the kind of person who likes to pace when he talks. I'm the kind of person who looks around and gesticulates. And I'm doing that with my fingers, the gesticulation off camera, because as a video editor, I know that any kind of transitions I might need to make, any kind of cuts I might need to make, will be easier if there's less crazy movement on my part to do that. Anyway. So the last time, well, let me just close that thought, right? Is there a viewership? Is there a listenership for a guy who makes stuff, who strives to make stuff, who needs to make stuff, and who helps other people make their stuff? Just sharing with you what's up in terms of and relevant to all that making stuff. It's my creative life, and I don't think it's all that unusual. It is not glamorous. It's not even all that successful. And I think there's value in that. I think we consume a lot of content from people who are, you know, they're thinking 6 figures and 7 figures and 8 figures, and I'm gonna 5x this and 10x that, and that's not most of us, right? Most of us. Well, I won't say most of us. Let me not assume. This show, Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, this podcast, and potentially YouTube show, this is for people who don't need to be millionaires. Certainly don't need to be billionaires, who just want to get by comfortably, primarily through the fruits of their own creative endeavors. That's what I want, right? That's all I want. I mean, I used to say $75,000 a year. That was years ago. So now it's probably closer to $100,000 a year, maybe $150,000 a year. Just from making stuff, mostly for myself, also for to help other people make their stuff. Right now in my life, the ratio is flipped. Most of my living comes from helping other people make their stuff. I work with other creators, writers and designers and therapists who are authors. And, you know, right now, mostly it's people who write or publish in some form, whether it's in support of their main livelihood, or the thing they're, you know, trying to make a go at. I help them with coaching and with technical assistance, you know, things like ebook creation and editing and website development and maintenance and content management and video editing and audio editing. Anything that's necessary to bring a creative work to fruition and to market and to an audience, I've done it for myself, so I help other people as well. Hey, look, we're someplace different now. Yeah, I had to drive, and now I'm parked again. And so let's pick this up pick this up where we left off. My own creative endeavors. Boy, it's been a bit of a slog for a good while now, for many reasons that all kind of accumulate and fall under the one umbrella that basically can be boiled down to I'm in burnout. And this is one of the things that was kind of driving me to sort of want a podcast again, to kind of talk to you about this, because I cannot be alone in this. You know, normally when we speak of burnout, we are talking about a level of sustained, long-term, high or elevated stress, usually related to our working environment, our working situation. I work from home, and there are also a lot of obligations and responsibilities and just stuff that I deal with in my home life. So there's a lot of the boundaries between when I'm working and when I'm dealing with other things, it's very fluid. So for me, the burnout is related to really the whole thing. It's been a long period of difficulty. And of course, I can't go into too many details, right? I can speak openly and transparently about myself. But I, you know, I have an obligation and a responsibility to respect the privacy of others. I can tell you that I am primarily responsible for the household, and that about a year and a half ago, my regular, sort of dependable, consistent client income took a substantial hit, which happens now and then. People come and go, or people, you know, they have fewer resources or whatever, and the person that they hire to help them with certain things is usually the first thing to get cut. And that's me. That coincided with my having to take on more responsibilities and dedicate more time to things in the household. Also, we have an elderly cat. And I don't know if you've ever had an older cat, 17, 18, 19 years old. They get a little crazy as time goes on. They get a little senile. Their personalities can change. This one, the manifestation is such that he is very loud and vocal about every 2 to 3 hours every night. And yes, you're welcome to offer your suggestions and your feedback, matt@mattselznick.com, or you can just use the contact page over there at mattselznick.com. comment on this episode, but I could tell you, we've tried everything. The cat has a thyroid problem. The cat is on medicine for the thyroid problem. The cat has some arthritis and bone problems. The cat is on pain medication for that. The cat is on a mild tranquilizer every night, which helps a little, but the result is that I am suffering from what we can at this point call chronic sleep deprivation. I'm getting, it's like a series of naps at night. 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours, and then woken up, and then maybe another 2 hours, and then woken up, and then maybe another 2 hours, and then that's about it, right? So it's taken its toll, and it's affected my, let me put it this way, there's only so much energy, and there's only so many hours in the day. And my first priority is to make sure that everybody's fed and that we keep a roof over our heads. And so that's where most of my energy is going. And I enjoy my work. I love my clients. And I'm really, the challenges that they provide me are welcome. And it's interesting. And it all helps me sharpen my saw, right? So that's a virtuous cycle, not just the money that they pay me, but the skills that I gain and refine in helping them with their needs. But my own creative endeavors have absolutely taken a back seat. So, I've been taking steps slowly, gradually, by necessity, slowly and gradually to recognize and define and come up with strategies to address this burnout. I've pruned back a few things. If you are a longtime listener and maybe a member of my Multiversalists community, maybe you're a patron member, you know that I recently suspended the community. And because I haven't been able to meet those obligations. Everybody who was a patron, those 9 people, I've extended their patronage, their membership, the benefits of membership through the end of 2026. But I stopped charging them because I honestly don't know when I'm going to be able to give them more of the things that they deserve and have come into them as patrons. That's one example. I recognized that needed to be cut back because the sense of obligation and responsibility that I was feeling was simply adding to that stress because I was not able to meet those obligations and responsibilities. And I I'm going to tell you, I give myself credit for recognizing that was okay to do. That it was okay to say, you know what? Hope you all understand, but this has we gotta hit the brakes here for a bit. There are other things that I've figured out and am working on and incrementally I'm executing on. I don't want to shove everything all into one episode because it'll give me an excuse to come back to you sooner. But, and I also, some of these things I want to expand upon in maybe an article or, an article. In short, it comes down to being more intentional. You know, when there's only limited time and limited energy and limited money, it's really easy to become reactive, to to just constantly move from fire to fire with your broom and try to stamp them out, and never actually, the metaphor is falling apart. Solving problems and fixing problems rather than preventing problems or taking steps so that problems don't happen in the first place. Reacting and responding to things that are happening to me rather than acting with agency so that things happen for me or things happen because I instigate them. Recognizing that I've been very reactive and very much in crisis, fire putting out mode, I've addressed that and have begun to put systems into place, which I want to talk about in the next episode. For now, I think we're probably coming up on 20 minutes, maybe a half an hour even, and that's probably enough. If this is something that you feel, if this is something that after listening and maybe watching for a half an hour or so resonates with you, the idea of another creator just talking about their creative life, about the challenges and the discoveries that I make and the solutions that I come to and the ways that I've discovered that helped me, that could possibly help you, then stick around. Be here for the next one. The name of the show is Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. I am Matthew Wayne Selznick. You can hear in a previous episode how I came to that rather obvious and on-the-nose podcast name. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. It's free, of course. If you're doing this audio version and you haven't already subscribed to the podcast in the podcast player or app or what have you of your choice and preference, then please do that. Subscribe. I mentioned earlier, you can reach out at matt@mattselznick.com. If you have any feedback or questions or suggestions or just want to say, hey, I heard the show or saw the show. If specifically you think that there's room in the YouTube landscape for regular videos from a dude who's just talking without a fancy light, without a great set, without perfect color grading and all the rest of the polish that I think we've maybe come to expect from amateur video. If you're down with just watching a guy who turns on his phone and starts talking, then I hope you'll subscribe to the video version of the show. I'm going to get this out as soon as possible with minimal editing. I will have it available, of course, on my site there at mattselznick.com as well. It's been rough, but I maintain that sort of necessary artist's delusion that we sometimes require to persevere and to continue, that belief that what we do as creators, as makers, as artists matters. So we need to find a way to keep doing it. I feel optimistic. I feel good that I'm taking steps to make sure that I get back to a regular creative practice. I hope that, you know, you'll hang around and see what happens. And maybe, maybe being here will help you in your own creative struggles. All right. That's it. I could extend this exit as long as I could possibly extend it, because I do tend to go on, but I'm not. Thanks for hanging out. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.